You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tax Justice Aotearoa is calling out multinational big tech companies that are making billions in Aotearoa and paying very little tax through tax minimization practices. I spoke to Nick Miller from the organization about the tax loopholes, its consequences, and what actions the government needs to take. What specific tax loopholes are big tech companies using, and how should they be closed?
Yeah, in the report that we've published, we identify three different techniques for tax minimization that are used by the tech companies. The first of these is one where they report their revenue in New Zealand and simply pay most of it away in what they call a service fee. Now, we say the way to tackle that is to look at whether all or part of that is actually a royalty, in which case under our existing rules, we can tax part of that payment or retain some tax. So that is one way you would challenge that kind of structure. Another technique is simply to inflate license fees or purchases, and again, we have existing laws which can tackle that by reducing the amount that is paid out, or again by imposing withholding tax on royalty. Again, these are long-standing existing laws. And the third one is where the companies don't even book the revenue they earn in New Zealand actually in New Zealand. They actually book it overseas. And we want to see that revenue booked in New Zealand. We believe existing laws could be applied to make that happen. And then to see what the nature of their taxation liability was. So there are various ways in which we believe we can challenge this. So we're not just saying, well, this is terrible. We're saying, look, there is something we can do about it.
Alrighty. And the report estimated that Aotearoa loses hundreds of millions in tax revenue each year. Realistically, what could this pay for, and who is missing out because of this?
I think we say in our media briefing, you know, that this could pay for various things. It could, you know, over time, I mean, this wealth could amount to, say, $1 billion over 5 years. So, I mean, we're talking about paying for a hospital then, for example, or year by year paying for a lot of additional nurses or school teachers. So who's missing out? Well, I think we all are to some extent, because this is money that could be put to use. We think it's potentially 200 million or even more per year. And, you know, that's significant in any 1 year, but also if you take it over a period of time.
And why hasn't Inland Revenue held these companies accountable?
I think Inland Revenue probably was focusing on the digital services tax over the last few years. If you recall, it was looking at introducing draft legislation to put in a 3% digital services tax on some of these companies, and it was also looking potentially at other broad-based solutions, multinational solutions that the OECD was trying to put forward. But it doesn't look as though now, and that may well be why it hasn't taken any significant enforcement action over that period, because it was that there were potentially other solutions in the offing. But it doesn't look as though those are now going to see the light of day. So one would expect perhaps Inland Revenue to start looking at other avenues to challenge these minimisation structures.
What should the government be doing to ensure that these big tech companies aren't avoiding tax?
I think the first thing is to enforce the laws that you have. If we have existing laws that can be used to challenge them, then we should use them. We should make sure that Inland Revenue provided with the correct resources, the right resources to be able to investigate the circumstances behind the, for example, some of the payments that are made offshore. This requires quite a lot of experience and expertise, so you need to have the right people on board to be able to do it. You also need the legal resources, and then you have to have the political will, and I guess this is something that, you know, the governments would have to think about to take these matters to litigation and test the law.
And if these are international companies, how can we make sure that they're playing by New Zealand's rules and laws?
Many of the laws that we talk about in the report are long-established principles of taxation, and they're not just New Zealand's laws. Other countries have very, very similar legislation, and they're underpinned by what is in our double taxation treaty. So it's not even so much New Zealand's laws. These are rules which are common in most countries, and you can see the effect of that, because if you look at the global filings of some of these big tech companies, they're actually in dispute with a lot of countries around the world in respect of the type of issues that we're talking about in the report as well. So we're not alone in this, I think is perhaps the message there.
That was tax expert Nick Miller from Tax Justice Aotearoa talking about big tech tax avoidance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.